Oh, good day, Sunshine. It's time to talk to Mr. Sunshine. You know him and love him from the Dragon's Den. He's the CEO of Cinema Guzzo. Vince Guzzo joins us once again. Hi, Vince.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, before we get anywhere else, I just want to say your Notte in Bianco, your Night in White event that you held, I just want to say it was such a pleasure to be invited, and I had a great time. Thanks for putting on the event and raising lots and lots of money for a good cause.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, mental health is a very important, especially awareness of mental health, very important cause.
And let me tell you, I had a blast. I was seated at a table with Sophie Durocher and Richard Martineau from Journal de Montréal, and we had a blast all night. The Anglo and Franco is coming together at your event.
Correct.
All right, so Vince, let's do two things here in the time that I have with you. I've got about 8 minutes with you, so let's do 4 minutes on one on politics and 4 minutes on business, shall we? And the show and the Dragon's Den. So first things first, it is Election Day. And, you know, without endorsing anybody here, because it's Election Day, I want to make sure I haven't been focusing on endorsements and listeners are sending me notes. Oh, I voted for so-and-so. I want to stay away from that, but I do want to talk about the election campaign in general. And how you would describe these last 36 days and where you think Quebecers are politically. I'd love your thoughts.
I think, you know, look, honestly, I think it was a non-eventful campaign. I think we, typical of Quebec, I guess, you know, not to really talk about the really important things. In other words, how did we manage this COVID? What are we going to do going forward? How are we going to get out of the economic mess that we got ourselves into because of how we handled the COVID and so forth? No, instead, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about language. We're going to talk about potential separation. We're going to talk about things. In other words, what we've done is we've stepped away from the Cartesian way of thinking, reflecting 4 years in the future, what do we want, and we kept it to emotion. We kept it to feelings, and we kept it to, you know, and even a lot of the analyses were more about, hey, who performed best or who appeared to be better out of this, right? So it's the thing that bothers me the most about politics. It's all about appearances. But I don't want appearances. I want to know, you know, in a time we say soda or where's the meat? I want to know where the real discussion is. And that's what, for me, I think is somewhat sad. I think more than ever, there has not been a campaign that I've felt more race or ethnic division. In other words, I don't remember even Parizeau's comment or anybody's comments. I don't remember ever sounding as, you know, as prejudiced or as racist or as, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like, hey, why? Why are we one of the most educated societies in the world at a time where, and we're still retrograding and saying immigrants and referring to negative, positive, you know, immigration could be the demise of Quebec. Oh my God. Like, I can't even believe we said that.
Well, it's certainly, when you look at Jean Boulet's comments that came out last week, that was the one that is just like jaw dropping to hear a statement like that made in Quebec politics. We can try and get into the weeds of that whole debate and everything like that, but just hearing those comments come out of the mouth and go unchallenged, by the way, at that debate is something that is jaw-dropping and striking. But Vince, to what you were saying before, you know, and you brought up pandemic and you brought up economy and those kinds of things. You know, when you look at, and of course, we're not going to talk about polls today, but the polling that happened prior to today, you see a province where a lot of Quebecers are happy with the current government. And then you've got a party that is, I would say, you know, more geared towards the economy or, you know, the Conservative Party of Quebec, which certainly seems to think they're going gung-ho on more tax cuts and that kind of thing. It certainly seems like there's a significant amount of Quebec that now would define themselves as center, center-right, or right. What does that say to you?
Well, I think, look, I think the results of these elections are not going to be elections, a result that's going to say the CAQ did a great job during the pandemic. I think the result's going to be we have this new tendency in Quebec, center-right, but we're not 100% sure these are the people that we are willing to endorse 110%. We're willing to listen to them. We're willing to give them you know, a segment of the population is willing to give them that support. But, and some people are probably going to say, you know what, I'm going to look and wait and see what the next elections are going to bring. I'm going to see what, you know, what they're going to do in the next 4 years. We're going to elect a few of them, and then we're going to. So I would tell you that if the CAC wins the majority that's planned to win, supposedly, I don't think it's a message, you guys did a great job. Mm-hmm. I think it's a, none of the other guys has convinced me that they could do a better job.
Yeah, and Vince, that point is taken. When you wonder about what this election was about, and if it was about none of the opposition parties able to sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, like to catch fire and gain momentum in this campaign.
To stand out. Yeah,
I want to move it along here and talk about the Dragon's Den, because, you know, let's be honest, if I wasn't in the media, I think it would be a goal of mine to get on Dragon's Den, come up with some sort of idea. New season has just kicked off. What season is Dragon's Den up to?
17.
And how many years have you been on now?
Five.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this season, the latest season of Dragon's Den. What do you think is going to be different about this season?
I think compared to the last two seasons, it's more jovial. So, you know, Robert Hirschovac came back. So him and I have a ball. I mean, he's the older brother that I never had. I mean, we just, you know, it was the funniest thing. As the producer said, they said it almost looked like, when he was looking at the show from his angle, he says it almost looked like the left side was having a ball and the right side was asking, what are those guys all happy about? I mean, we were talking about all kinds of stuff. We did all kinds of stupidities together, and we tried to do a few deals together. And so that's one thing. The other thing is, it is the first season after what I would call pretty much the end of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So we were a lot closer together. We were not as far. The pitches were not as far. So we had more feeling. We had more. We were back to season 13 and 14 feeling. But what we also had is, I felt a generalized pitches from entrepreneurs that were about the good times, and not about, hey, this is a new mechanism to try and clean places better because with COVID, I don't think we used the word COVID once in season 17, and it's a good thing because it was really annoying.
Yeah, it's a real business ideas as opposed to fads based on a pandemic.
That's right.
I want to get into the dynamic there. You brought up that Robert Hirschovac is back on Dragon's Den this season. Of course, you know, we know he went off to the U.S. Shark Tank and has had a successful time on the U.S. version of the show. But tell me about how important it is, you know, to get that cast of dragons together and just the vibe that happens. So how much do things change when you can change the mix and bring back someone like Robert?
Well, I think it was, so what I think they were looking for, so first of all, Robert came back because he came back to Canada. So when he went to Shark Tank, it's because he had moved to the U.S. to grow the business there further. Now he's back in Canada. So he lives full-time in Toronto, travels a lot, but he lives full-time in Toronto. That being said, when you have the opportunity to ask an original dragon to come back on the show, and he says yes, you take that opportunity. The other thing that happens is, on a show like Dragon's Den, what you want is positive dynamic, and you want some conflict dynamic, right? So it's not a secret. You know, Arlene and I don't necessarily see everything eye to eye. Manjeet and I were a lot closer. But now the real bond is, you know, you have Robert, you have myself, and you have Manjeet, who seem to be in the same. And then you have Michelle on the other end, who's somewhat of a competitor, let's say. Mm-hmm. She's in the tech space with, you know, against Robert. And you have Wes, who's, I still believe, dabbling in all kinds of stuff, and he's pulling stuff from all over the place. And you got all, so it is a real, you know, left-right dynamic. This team's working together, that team's not working together. And that's what adds to the fun part or the entertaining part of the deal.
Vince, we got to leave it there. I wish you a very happy election day. And I got to say, there's a reason why I love Dragon's Den watching the show. And you're a big part of that. Thanks for coming on this
morning. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll catch up again in November. That is
Thank you.
That's Vince Guzzo, Mr. Sunshine from the Dragon's Den and the CEO of Cinema Guzzo.